In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Easter is here, and our worship continues with joy and thanksgiving. It was a long journey that got us here. We began this journey on the first day of the Christian year, which is Advent 1. This is a penitential season in which we eagerly anticipate the coming of Jesus. And this works in two ways, as we waited the coming of the Christ child, but also Advent is also celebrating the second Advent, which we are waiting the coming of Christ in all of his glory to judge the living and the dead on the last day. And our journey continued as we are reminded during the season of Epiphany that Jesus came into the world to save Jew and Gentile alike. And the gospel message is for the whole world. Epiphany then leads us into Lent, which, like Advent, is also penitential. And in this season, we are reminded that Jesus was led into the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. And yet, he did not succumb to temptation, rather rebuking the devil with the words of Scripture. And John tells us in his gospel that Jesus is the very Word of God made flesh. And on Monday, Thursday, we were reminded and made the connections between the Old Testament Passover celebration, and we made the connection that Christ Jesus is our sacrifice for sin on our behalf. And on Good Friday, we recounted the final moments of Jesus as we took the time to walk in his steps during our service of the Stations of the Cross. The week we call Passion Week is difficult. It's hard. It's dark and silent, full of pain as we are reminded and recount our sinfulness. Our sin grieves God and the agony that Jesus took upon himself. And indeed, we are humbled by the reality that God did this for you and me. And had we waited in silence these past several days, we were yet again reminded that our faith speaks to a world around us who are living in darkness, trapped and suffocated by their separation from God. But today, our mourning has turned to celebration. The Gloria is back. Yay. The songs and chants are back. The cross no longer shrouded but uncovered, a symbol of death, now becomes a symbol of Christ's victory over sin and death. The light of the Easter candle shines bright, for death and the grave could not hold the Son of God. And the light of the gospel spreads to all corners of the globe. The resurrection of our Lord is the sign and the seal of the new covenant Christ made at the Last Supper. Our celebration of Holy Communion is not a perpetual sacrifice, but rather a testimony, a memorial that calls our attention to the risen Lord. Today is a happy day, long awaited. Jesus has made a way back to God. Jesus has reconciled our sins with God. And we are able to stand on the last day because of Christ's finished work on the cross. God has called us by name and called us into his holy church, Jesus being the head of that holy fellowship. Throughout human history, God has continued to call his people back to himself. And we remember our sermon on Genesis 15, the covenant that God made with Abram, which again was a foreshadowing of the things to come. And again, we read in the book of Judges and the prophets, God raising up men to call God's people back into fellowship with himself. And this work continues. His kingdom is marching on. And today, on this Easter day, we celebrate the full revelation of God's redemptive plan. His Son, our prophet, priest, and king, who conquered sin and the grave, for the shedding of his blood now covers those who put their trust in him. And by his resurrection, we have the eternal hope that we too will one day be resurrected on the last day and enjoy the heavenly fellowship of God and Christ's church triumphant. Our hope is not in vain, nor is it the byproduct of subjective opinion. For we, in and of ourselves, could not have come up with a redemptive plan like the one that God came up with. Too often we see the sign on bumper stickers that says, coexist, with the symbols of various religions. And all of those religions pictured on that bumper sticker have one thing in common. They are all man's way of getting right with God. They are all man's way of seeking peace and harmony. They are all man's idea. Man in an attempt to gain favor with the divine. But for us, our faith is not man-centered, nor is it man-made, nor does it stem from our own imagination. Rather, the Christian faith is something man could not have imagined possible or come up with. That God would humble himself and come down to our level. We do not bring him down. There is no epiclesis in our service of Holy Communion. Nor can we be good enough of our own merit, nor can we borrow or buy merit from another. For all humanity has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God, therefore, must do the work. It is his prerogative as creator of the world, and it is his will that we should receive by faith his grace bestowed upon us. Our faith is based in that objective reality of his resurrection. For Jesus was seen by many witnesses. Please stay tuned for the next several Sundays as we will look at the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And each one of those post-resurrection appearances tells us something about who God is and who we are in relation to him. And there are many other evidences that point to the reality of his life and ministry, death and resurrection. Jesus is alive not as a matter of opinion or how I feel about it, but rather it is based in historic reality. Our faith is made complete, our hope is secured, and our true joy is found on this Sunday of Easter. Therefore, and in light of the resurrection, let us commit the season of Eastertide to this practice. As we wake up every morning, before we even put our feet on the floor, let us say, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And when we do this, we declare that Jesus is Lord of all. He is Lord of the day. The day is his, and our attitude is one of thankfulness to him who breathed the life of light into us. Christ the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.